Pope Benedict removed his shoes before entering the 17th century Blue Mosque in Istanbul. It was the second time a pope has entered a Muslim place of worship. Pope John Paul visited a mosque in Syria in 2001. Istanbul's Grand Mufti, Mustafa Kagrici, accompanied the pope and described different details of the mosque. The pope stood silently in meditation. His visit to the mosque was seen as another gesture of reconciliation by the pope towards Muslims. Vatican spokesman Federico Lombardi said the visit to the mosque in Istanbul was added to the pope's schedule as a sign of respect to Muslims. The pope and the Grand Mufti exchanged gifts inside the mosque. Earlier, the pope visited the domed Hagia Sophia, or Church of Holy Wisdom. During the Byzantine period, it used to be Christianity's largest church. In 1453, it was turned into a mosque, and now it's a museum. Extra tight security was in place for the pope's evening visits in Istanbul. In the morning Thursday, Pope Benedict and the spiritual leader of the world's Orthodox Christians, Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, held a solemn prayer service together in the Church of St. George in Istanbul. During the ceremony, the leaders of the world's Catholics and Orthodox pledged to continue all efforts towards full Christian unity between their churches.
As the divisions which exist among Christians are scandal to the word and an obstacle to the proclamation of the gospel.
In a joint statement after the ceremony, the Pope and the Patriarch also stressed the need to preserve Christian roots in European culture while remaining open to other religions and their cultural contributions. Sabina Castelfranco, VOA News, Istanbul.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com